Welcome to the Influence Community Podcast.
We are your hosts, Danielle and Alyssa.
We talk about all things influencing and the ever-changing industry.
We share a lot of tips, our personal experiences, and how to keep up with the social media space that's always evolving.
We also love to chit-chat and share life updates along the way.
We're so happy you're here and so excited for this week's episode.
Grab your drink of choice and let's dive in.
Hey guys.
Hi queens.
Welcome back to the pod. It has been a hot second, but we're back. Sometimes your girls just need to take a break. Sometimes, yeah. You know, and yeah. It's okay. It's okay to remind ourselves. It's okay to take a break. So we're back and hope you guys had a good holiday weekend. So I feel like we'll just kind of start with Memorial Day weekend updates, what we did, but we're really excited about this week's episode. Mm-hmm. The idea came from a listener, which we super appreciate when you guys share with us what you want to hear because it really helps us. And yeah, just like spring cleaning for creators in a, you know, a digital sense, basically, and yeah. Just digital detoxing, new energy, and like getting re-inspired. And just, yeah. I feel like when the changes of the seasons happen, it kind of gets a little weird. So just kind of how we approach it and whatnot. But before we dive in, did you do anything fun for the 3-day weekend?
I feel like I've been resting this week. Got back from the Bahamas last week and it was so much fun. And I feel like I usually need like a week to rest. So that's what I've been doing. We saw some friends the other day for Memorial Day. And what else did I do? Not really anything. I'm trying to clean. You know what? I need my spring cleaning digitally, same. But also physically.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
My house is kind of crazy right now. Like I really need this all around. But what about you?
I saw the funniest meme and it was like people ask me what I do on the weekend and it's like I'm literally 30. I like do my laundry, clean my house, yeah. And like eat my snacks and watch honestly, my show. Like, true. What do you mean? What did I do?
Yeah.
Which I thought was really funny, but because that's normally funny. Me on the weekends. My family usually comes out to visit on 3-day weekends because of their work schedules and whatnot, and because they have Mondays off because of the holiday, then they can come out like take Friday off, come out Thursday night, mm-hmm. and then be here Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then leave Monday. So they kind of get the most of their time because they're still in Arizona. So that was really nice for them to come out and visit. I feel like just did the typical like San Diego stuff. Went to the beach. It was kind of a little cloudy.
Yeah, this it was weekend. Cloudy.
It like would come in and out, but it was more cloudy than sunny, I would say. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the beaches in North County are way less crowded than like PB and Mission Beach, which is so nice.
Yeah, definitely.
So, did that. And then we usually eat food that my sister loves because she doesn't live here. So she has her favorite places. So like for lunch, she loves Board and Brew. And I like Board and Brew too. I think it's really good. But she like when she comes out, like it is like we have to have Board and Brew. So get Board and Brew and then take it to the beach and have that for lunch. So that was really good. And then for dinner, we would get Oscar's tacos. Because
I haven't tried that place.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah, I don't think there's one near me.
No, there's so far. Oscars? There's one in PB, like kind of North PB,
okay,
like
on Emerald Street, I think.
So good. And then, of course, like she loves her matcha. Like I love matcha. So we have to get a round of matcha for everyone. So all the San Diego things. And then, just like hang out, relax. Watch some TV shows. Oh, me and my sister love Molly May. So she made me wait to watch the little series that came out on Amazon Prime about Molly May. Yeah, I love it. I love her. And I feel like she's so authentic and real. And I just love to see the behind the scenes of her life. But it's only 3 episodes. Like part 1 was 3 episodes. And that was like 6 months ago. And then part 2 just came out. And it's like another 3 episodes. So it's
Are they like an hour or is it shorter?
Yeah. Okay. I think like maybe 45 minutes to an hour. But it's just like, I feel like we could get so much more. Like she's so busy doing all the things. So caught up on shows like that. And like just playing with dogs outside and just enjoyed the sunshine when it was out. So just like normal San Diego things. And then they left on Monday to go home and to go back to work and whatnot. So it was just like a very, I feel like, family centric weekend, which is nice. So it's really nice when they come out and visit. So that was really fun. But yeah,
cute.
So this was like a busy weekend for me. Normally I don't do much on the weekends. I don't like to leave my house on the weekends because I feel like things are just so crowded, especially now. I feel like in San Diego and like just California in general, Memorial Day through Labor Day is tourist season. So now it's going to be like busy and like crowded.
Yeah,
so
the traffic getting to San Diego is like always wild.
And like the airport's like super busy. So yeah, I try to avoid that. So I like to do all my stuff during the week when most people are at work, and then I hibernate at home on the weekends. So yeah. Okay, what is your influence of the week?
My influence of the week is like everything Shell inspired, including like pearls, big pearls for jewelry.
So cute.
I'm so excited it's coming back around, and it's getting me so excited for summer. So yeah, I feel like everything Shell inspired. Brought Alyssa's summer buns Shell clip with me to the Bahamas. That's a really good one if you guys are looking for something Shell. But yeah, I've been loving everything like that, and just really excited for summer. Also inspired by all the good reality TV shows right now. I just thought of that one because I finally started watching, finished Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, which is honestly so good. And then I started
Binged it in one day.
I'm like, I wonder why I think this show is so good, because I don't normally like reality TV, but I guess it's just because these girls are kind of wild, and like, I don't know why I like it so much, and I don't know why everyone likes it so much. I'm trying to think of why. They just like did such a good job with the show.
I was thinking about this, and I feel like because there are so many characters, like there are 7+ girls that like, I feel like everyone can kind of relate to at least one of them with their situations and all the chaos kind of going on. So it's people like, oh, I relate with her, or I relate with her. And like, instead of just having like two main characters, like you have so many girls, and then there's so many different dynamics going on. And it like, it's like, she's not friends with her, but like, she's not friends with her, but they're friends. So then they have to like navigate that. And then like, this girl wants to come back, but she left. So like, Rush coming back. Actually, I don't even think I follow this person on TikTok, but he does the funniest recaps. I'm going to send it to you. His recaps are like 5 minutes long, but it's so funny, and it's like his commentary and like, oh my gosh, I just love it. I eat it. I love reality TV. Like Kardashians, Housewives, all of the Housewives, like all of it. Like I love reality TV. And I honestly feel like this might be like people, I don't even know if people think this, but I feel like nowadays it's definitely more real. Like I feel like with the Hills or like, you know,
and Kardashians that was like very
scripted, exactly, but now I feel like it's like so real, and we like see it like really play out in real time, and then all the fallout, which is crazy. So yeah
I like it so much because I literally followed it in real time on TikTok, so like I know the lore, so maybe that's what it is. But yeah,
and also
so
I feel like my life is so boring, like I don't have any crazy stuff happening in my life, so I get
so it's
it.
Like fun to watch from afar,
exactly,
far distance,
and admire and like I love it. It was so good. I'm really excited. I'm so curious when they're gonna release season 3, because like they're already
it left
like
off
drama.
Such a cliffhanger too.
Yeah, but like that, how it left off, like they're already talking about that on TikTok and stuff, like the drama's already playing out. So I'm like, you need to release this soon, because like
I know
it's happening.
Yeah,
but I've been listening to the podcast Vile Files. He interviews like all of them in like pairs. So you kind of get to like, so I listened to Miranda
on any of them. I'm like, I feel like he's
gonna get
big break.
I don't, I just like do not like him. I listened to the episode with Miranda. So she finally like shares her side of everything, because she literally didn't last season. So she shares her whole story. And then I'm now on the episode with Demi and her husband. And then I think there's one with Layla and Macy, maybe. I don't know. But like last year, he tried interviewing all of them at like one time, and it didn't like Taylor got her own episode, and then
they were like,
everyone else was on a different episode. And I just think it was too chaotic, like just talking over each other. So he broke it into like twos this time. So And Stockholm,
Yeah, I feel like that's a
really
good move.
interesting.
Need to listen to that. But yeah, that's been really fun to watch,
Love
honestly.
that. Love that for you.
I know. I just like, I don't know why I can't get into Housewives. I keep trying, and maybe it's because I can't relate to like the whole, like, I can't relate to them since they have kids and a family and like they're in this. I don't know. I really don't know what it is, but I'm into Vanderpump Villa right now, so I'm going to keep going and let you know.
Love, love.
Okay, what's your influence of the week?
My influence of the week basically started this weekend. It's this lounge chair that I got from Business and Pleasure Co. I think I got it last year on Memorial Day weekend,
I think I
honestly. I think
remember
it's been a
that, yeah.
year.
Ooh,
And
maybe
I
they're having a
just,
sale.
I'm in the mind space of like, okay, we're in basically our forever home unless we literally win the lottery. You know what I mean? So like now is the time to be investing in like good furniture pieces
True.
that I'm gonna have for the next 10 plus years. So like no more dinky little furniture that I'm finding on like OfferUp. You know what I mean? Like it is time to invest in good
Yeah.
quality and things that are actually gonna last and for me are aesthetic and pretty. So I really have been using that chair lately, and I just have it outside, and I have the cover for it and everything, and I take really good care of it. I always put the cover on it when I'm done, and it's just so nice to lounge on and like go outside, eat your lunch on, like read a book, listen to a podcast, like whatever, like just doing that stuff outside and getting vitamin D, because I feel like that's another kind of priority I'm trying to do is like be outside a little more. Because I feel like when I don't have things going on during the day, I literally don't step outside the house. And so I'm like,
Oh,
okay.
yeah, that's me.
So I'm like, okay, need to get some sunshine. So yeah, I love that chair. It's so pretty. And I
Does
want to
it
get
come
one
with a
more.
cover?
Yeah. Actually, I
Okay.
don't remember.
Maybe they're still on sale for Memorial Day. I'm gonna check after this.
Because I think you have to buy the cushion separate. Like it's the frame of the chair, the because you
Oh,
can
that's
pick different
annoying.
colors. So I
Oh,
think
okay, I
that's
see.
why. So you can pick like the frame of the chair. I think it's like white, black. I think they had red at one point. I don't know. And then you pick the cushion that you want. So you could get like the stripes or the
Got it.
solids or whatever. And maybe, I don't know. The cover was a non-negotiable for me though, because I was like, I really want to
I
take
know
care
that's
of
like so
this.
important.
So, yeah, I'm loving my outdoor lounge chair. I want to get one more so that I have a cute set. And then I have their umbrella too. So, like, to have the two with the umbrella, like, just such a
Yeah,
cute
so cute.
lounge area outside, especially because it's so beautiful in San Diego. So, I really want to take advantage of that. So, that is my very specific influence this week that I'm just like loving this chair and I want to use it because it was not cheap. So, I'm like, okay. Price per use, gotta use
Yeah.
it, gotta get my money's worth. So, yeah,
Yeah,
that is
that's good.
my
Our lounge
influence.
stuff outside is so dirty. So, next thing I buy, like, but
Wait, oh my
outside, I
gosh.
need to have a cover.
Yes, Larissa posted this like washer, this like power washer on her stories. You should ask her
Heard.
for the link, and you can
Ooh,
like power
okay.
wash the cushions and like the actual
Okay,
furniture pieces
that's
and
what I
get like
need.
the spider webs out of the corners and stuff because they get like really in there.
Yeah.
And I really need to get that because I want to keep all of
Yeah,
our
I need to
patio
get that
furniture
too.
like tip top shape. So,
So
yeah,
hard.
I know, adulting.
Yeah.
Adult problems. But yeah, so that's my influence. But yeah. Okay, so this week's episode again is digital spring cleaning, just things we're doing recently, digital detox, fresh energy, and just getting re-inspired. And I feel like the year has been going by so quickly. I feel like we always say this, but it's
Yeah.
literally summer basically in
I
a
feel
few
like we were
days.
just
Like
doing our like 2025 vision board goal
I was like, my head
episodes.
is still stuck in fall. Like, I
Yeah.
still
They're like last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just feel like every single month I've been saying to myself like, "Oh, I'm gonna get all my things together and just declutter and do all these things." And
Yeah.
every single month has been so busy. So felt like this was a good time to do a little spring cleaning episode. I'm sure we all need it, and we are about to head into summer, so what better time than now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same. And I feel like a digital detox is such a good place to start in terms of organizing, because I feel like if you are in the creator space, it literally consumes your life basically. And obviously, just being organized makes it so much easier to just function day to day and being organized. And so I feel like if I have all my folders, but sometimes if I don't pay attention to them, or maybe I've missed a folder and I created another one because I forgot I had another one. And then mm-hmm. over time you kind of get like maybe a bunch of like repetitive folders, or I don't know. It's just like a good time to kind of go through like your Instagram saved or like your email folders and just kind of tidy yes. things up. Because I feel like when your workspace is tidy and organized, you feel better. And I need to apply this to my own life, because when your like yeah. actual space is tidy and clean, like you feel good. And yeah, I feel like I need to practice what I preach. So I feel like one of the main things that you guys could start with as just an idea is just cleaning up your saved folders on social media. I feel like any girlies we've ever talked to just have like so many tabs going, so many mm-hmm. notes going, so many saved yeah. folders. I will never forget that conversation. I think it was in Florence with the girlies, and we were like comparing how many notes people had. And it was just like so funny on how people like,
did I have the most or did someone else?
I think you had.
Okay, you guys, let's see how many notes I have. Can you tell?
No check. I'll say mine first, because mine is not as good as yours. Okay, you say yours for sure. Okay.
I thought mine was normal.
Okay, mine is at 400.
Okay. I have 1,812. I thought that was normal, but apparently not. I remember one girl was like, I have 400. And I'm like, wait, how many did you say?
400.
Oh, 404? Okay, no. Someone said like 100. Like it
no,
was like
I think
a weird...
someone said like 23. Like a very just like clean.
Yeah, like
cut,
I was like, wait, I'm not saying my number. And also I have photo number. Okay, also.
Oh, okay, let's say
photos. Yeah, wait.
Okay, let me look. Okay. Mine's like pretty bad, but I've been trying to be really good at deleting
mine.
So I go
so
we like take photos, and then I go through and favorite, and then I edit the favorites and then decide what to post, and then I go through and try to delete all the non-favorited ones is like how I try to keep my number lower. Okay, mine is really bad, but it's under the threshold that I try to keep it under. So
okay,
my library photos is 286,427.
Okay, because I thought I was going to be higher than you because I started being a burst girly. And that takes up so much room, but I'm still 10,000 under you. I'm 274,000.
Okay. And for me personally, I just try to stay under 300,000, but I'm definitely less motivated when I upgraded my phone and got a terabyte of storage. So
same. Now I just like have no cares in the world. And like, honestly, that's what I'm paying for. So I'm not stressing about it too much, but I have realized how insane that number is. Like literally if I tell anyone, they are 100,000 less than what I
have. We're only revealing our number to you guys.
Yes. I didn't realize how crazy it was.
My photos though go back to like when I first got an iPhone. Like I think I have like kept every single photo of my freaking life. My first photo on here is, let me see,
I think mine's 2015.
Mine's 2013. I have a photo.
Oh
yeah,
wow.
2013. Okay. So this phone has over 10 years of photos. So
yeah, that's a lot. So justified.
That's why my number's so high, if you're wondering.
However, I feel like having like a spring cleaning moment, really, this number stresses me out, I will say. Like as much as I'm paying for the peace of mind to like have this amount, it stresses me out just because it's so unorganized.
Honestly, I'm really trying. The search feature is so great. How you can like search like specific things. Like you can search people. You can be like, show me a photo of Danielle in Paris in 2019, and it'll like pull up in my
phone. That's crazy.
Yeah. So I'm like, honestly, slay. Love that.
True.
But in my head, I have picked the number 300,000, and as long as I'm under that, I'm good.
Okay.
So that's where I'm at.
Yeah, I feel like for me, same, but also I need to figure out a better way to clean everything up. Like, I feel like I have so many videos, and I need to start remembering. I need to put them into albums, and I need to clean up my albums so I can put my things in albums and stop forgetting to edit and post these videos that I literally spend so much time and effort filming, and then they just never see the light of day because they're just lost in the 274,000 photos.
Or like you you like film like a makeup tutorial or something. It's like a 7-minute video, and then you do edit and post it, but then you don't delete the original 7-minute video that you're literally never going to use again.
It's like you're never going to use it again, but just the thought of like maybe needing it someday is it's like that's what keeps me. I literally have like I have like a 30-minute hair video, and I'm like, oh, maybe I'm gonna need this. Like I need to just delete it, but. Yeah, so that's what we're doing. I really wish that iPhone needs to have a feature where you can filter by longest video, like the longest duration of your videos, because that would be so helpful in clearing space. I feel like I have randomly like 30, 40 minute like hair tutorials.
I have some of those from my wedding of like makeup and hair being done. Yeah. And it's like a solid like 30 minute straight video. And
I'm sure there's apps where you can do that, but it kind of baffles me that you can't do it on the iPhone. I'm sure it's coming, so doing that. Also, when it comes to like saved folders on Instagram, I feel like when I'm on top of this, everything just goes so much faster. Like seriously, my content for the week, I know what I'm doing, I know what I'm filming, I know how I'm shooting. Everything just goes so much smoother. So I'm trying to get into the habit of doing that. And having my albums ready to go. I have so many old ones I need to get rid of, and the things that I've already done and used I need to get rid of, but usually the albums that I have are like seasonal albums, so I always have like an ongoing, well, I need to merge all my seasonal albums, but I have like a summer album or a spring album that I have like my overall content inspo in, because if I have just like a saved folder of like everything I love, that's just going to be way too unorganized.
Right.
Try to separate it by seasons. I have like trip inspo for whenever I'm going on a trip, real ideas for the month, brands I want to reach out to. And again, when I'm on top of this, I feel like everything is in order, like things that I need to remember to do. And it's not that like I'm copying what's in the albums. It's like, I have an idea of what I want to do based on that video. And then when I see it, like I'll remember. But if it gets lost, then I'm just never going to like create that content. Yeah. So making sure that these are in order, if you haven't done that, like it's really a game changer.
Yeah. I feel like I have kind of similar. I have like mine. I have like spring outfits, like fall outfits, summer, winter outfits. So I have like the seasonal winter or the seasonal just outfit folders. And then I have like a posing inspo folder. I have a reels inspo folder. I even have like an ad inspo folder. If I see someone do a really good ad and I'm like, oh, wow, that's really good. Have that. And then I also have, like, I'm trying to think. I feel like those are the main ones. Oh, and then I have like a Paris folder that's like truly just ongoing. I have like Paris like locations, and then like Paris like outfits. And then same with like tropical. Like I feel like I just have like a vacation / tropical folder that's kind of ongoing.
Just in case. And then it's like if a trip pops up, you're already ready.
But yeah, I feel like those are my main ones. And like when I was moving, I had like a home inspo folder for like decoration and whatnot too. And honestly, I feel like I have these like same folders on Pinterest as well.
Yeah, that's smart.
So and then it's nice because you can like go back to those folders and then just scroll those and like look at older inspo that you've had for a while and be like, oh wait, that's a good idea, like haven't done that in a while.
True. Or
you know, and like kind of, it's like you're making it easier for yourself because you're not having to, once you have a couple, like a year or so under your belt, then it just makes it easier because you're basically just adding on to the foundation you've already built with this stuff. So I feel like it's like, if I'm really in a crunch, like say a random tropical trip comes up, I wouldn't even have to like go scroll for ideas. I would just go to my folder and be like, what do I want to do with this?
Boom.
And then get inspired by my
And then you
folder.
Can like immediately put your outfits together, like you know what the vision is going to be. And I feel like
it's
just way more quick. And I feel like everyone for the most part in this industry is probably like visual people. So that kind of stuff really, really helps. Also something, I think we kind of just talked about this, but like also something I'm trying to do is like merge my folders, because for some reason I just think like, oh, this was last year, this isn't Like, I ignore the things from like last year or 2 years ago, but there's still some gems in there. You can always add those into your album. Sometimes I just go into like my spring folder from like 2-3 years ago and get re-inspired that way. So don't sleep on your old albums, but also like delete stuff as you need, because that's probably why I have so many albums.
Yeah, I think an ongoing, like reoccurring folder is so nice to have, because you just add to it kind of every year, and then it just kind of helps re-inspire you, and like you're not starting from scratch each time, which I feel like is less stressful when trying to like look for inspo. You're like, okay, this is what I liked last year, like is this still in, can I do a spin on this, like add some new content to it, switch it up. Like I feel like just continuing to build on those like really help.
And I feel like you can spot themes in the things that you're saving and just really create a mood board or a vision of what you want that season to look like. I feel like going by seasons too is a lot better than just like overall big picture. I feel like it's a good way to like start small and like logistically. So I would try to do that. If you're feeling stuck, this was also one of the messages we got in our DMs. Like someone was feeling stuck and they didn't really know how to like revamp their content. I feel like this is a really good way to do it. Like simply go into your saved folders. What are you saving? Why? And we'll get more into that too. But it's easy having these albums to spot like what's really inspiring you and what you can create.
And then you also can know like, okay, what do I already have in my closet? What do I like? Do I need to get a couple new pieces? How can I like reuse this for like a different outfit? I feel like it just paints the picture so much more clear when your folders are nice and clean. So
folders love a good album. Are so important, honestly. Like that's all my ads. Like if I'm about to film an ad, I'll go to the brand and I will go through their content and who tagged them and who did ads with them before, and like I'll save my favorite ones or ones that like I have a good idea around, and that just really makes everything easier and I feel way more calm and I know what the brand likes. So
yeah
just another tip there.
Definitely a good idea for that.
Yeah, I feel like that's it. For do you have anything else with folders and albums and organizing?
I don't think so. I think just now that it's been a couple years, it's nice because I feel like I have a good foundation going, and then I just add to them each year. And even if it's the middle of spring and maybe it's a different season somewhere else in the world and I see a stunning outfit for fall, I will still just put that in my fall outfit because it's already going. And so that way when fall comes around, then I'm like already have started saving and getting inspo. So I feel like you don't have to just focus on one folder at a time. It's just like as you're scrolling, if you see something that is inspiring, then like you can just add really without thinking, which I feel like is really nice. So,
I agree. Okay, next thing, filtering your energy and who you follow and what you see. I feel like this is a really good thing to do for spring cleaning because you're kind of filtering literally what you're seeing and like the energy you're bringing in. So you can remember to always mute and unfollow with love, heart emoji. If someone or like content is making you anxious or feel like a certain way insecure, like you can always mute, take that thing, person, type of content off of your profile. I don't know. Have you like seen the whole like skinny talk thing?
Is that still going on? I thought it stopped a while ago.
No, it's like getting
worse. I did
see
a couple posts recently and I was like, oh, we're back on this?
Yeah. So like the person who started it like got kicked off of TikTok and they actually just got demonetized on Instagram just now. They were kind of crashing out. So it is very interesting. But anything like that, like I usually mute. You can mute keywords on Instagram and TikTok. So if you need to like
I feel like you're really good at this and going in and doing that.
Oh, yeah. Just like honestly everything. Like wedding stuff still gives me PTSD genuinely. So, and also they just like I don't need to see it. Like respectfully, love it for you guys. But like I'm not in that era of my life anymore. And like I'm not going to do anything with the content. So like I will filter that out because it's not really serving me. Like I'm not going to get married again. So, I mean, maybe I will. Honestly, would love to do like a cute vow renewal, but.
Oh my God, I think I get married.
I was like, oh.
How that sounded.
I was like, okay.
It's actually so funny. No, I, to clarify.
That's like, it's like that trend right now where it's like, okay, this is my current husband.
Oh, yeah.
Like, or my current boyfriend.
Yeah, your husband like reacts to that. That's so funny. Okay. Yeah.
I was like, okay. Okay. You're telling the world about our plan B. Yeah. Okay. Literally. That's so funny.
But yeah, things like that. So.
But I feel like if you were going to do a vow renewal,
whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Then you, like, unblock that stuff.
Get unfiltered.
When you're ready.
Yeah, I just, like, really am trying to make it so every time I go on social media, it's more of a productive scroll rather than, like, a doom scroll, because there are way too many times where, like, I'm going on Instagram or TikTok for a specific reason, and it is to find an audio or to, like, look at something that I did that I'm supposed to get inspo for. I don't know. And I will immediately get lost and, like, does that happen to you? Like, I'll open the platform and I just, like, literally forgot why I'm on there in the first place, and I'm just doom scrolling. So I'm really trying to edit or filter things out that, like, stop me from doing that.
Yeah. I don't know. No, that, like, makes complete sense.
Yeah. So doing that.
Love that.
Filtering who inspires me. I'm also trying to, like, respectfully also heart emoji unfollow old accounts that aren't really doing it for me anymore. So it's more of, like, Pinterest instead of Facebook. It's giving Facebook some, with some of these old accounts I'm still following, which is fine. But
or
it's just
accounts,
like,
that aren't really active anymore. Like, some people who, like, accounts that maybe you followed, like, when you first started, and, like, you haven't really connected with that person since then. Yeah. And then they only post, like, literally once every 6 months. And it's just kind of like, okay, why are we still connected? Like, wishing you well, sending you love. But, like, there's no relationship here.
Yeah. There's a lot of girls that, like, were, like, they were, like, the OG, like, in the OG time period of when we were starting. Like, I feel like a lot of other girls, like, tried starting and they don't do it anymore.
Right.
And that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
older
giving
inactive
Facebook
accounts.
Feed for me.
Right.
Yeah. So.
And they just post every 6 months with, like, a family life update.
And it's
like,
not,
okay, I actually
yes,
don't know you.
Yes. Like, I have no clue who you are. Yeah. So filtering that out.
Yeah.
Is always good.
Yeah. And I think, like, there's a really big stigma about, like, unfollowing people. But I think if, like, you know, you have to protect your mental health, and, like, that's okay. Like, if it's time to move on, it's time to move on. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Just trying to make it actually look like a Pinterest board, because I love getting stuff.
It's so funny, though, because I feel like I've unfortunately been engaging with, like, posts that are, like, reality show, like, recaps or whatnot. And then now my explore feed is, like, social media or social, like, reality TV updates. I really need to fix that.
Like, that's how my TikTok is now. But I feel like I don't see it on Instagram. Oh. Do you get it
on Instagram? It's literally like you, yeah, it's like you click one post. Okay. So like when I was watching Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, I went to like the Hulu page of the show. And then I like look at all of the cast members. And then I go to all of their profiles just to like see what they're posting, see what they're up to, like all the things. And then I feel like that's how it like starts to transition.
Okay, I see. I feel like the Instagram Explore feed is so incredibly sensitive. It's insane. Like you could literally click on like, a few posts and then all of your posts are
It's changed. Yeah.
Yeah. So. It's kind of crazy. So good way to filter your energy doing that. I feel like that can be really, my therapist also told me to do that at one point because there was
to just like unfollow or to like get rid of
and like filter out things and honestly you don't understand how much of a difference it makes until you do it and like really sit there and analyze like what kind of energy you're being surrounded with and surrounded around. So I feel like if you haven't done this yet, here's your sign. It's really really beneficial. I feel like it gives you fresh energy. Re-inspired.
And just like your reminder that it's okay to do it. Like, I feel like we feel bad when we're like unfollowing people and whatnot, but it's like, it's your page. It's what you're taking in. It's literally your mental health. So like protect it how you need to and don't feel bad about that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's literally what we're
That's what I remind myself. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
The next section is just fresh energy and re-inspired content. I feel like it's always a good time to get re-inspired when the seasons are changing. I feel like I always find myself kind of trying to get re-inspired during that transition. And so it's a good time to just audit yourself, whether that means just like going back to your content and looking what's performing the best recently, what was doing well last year for you at this time, and like what's coming up and kind of compare. And just honestly, even just like getting re-inspired by your own old content and like finding ways to revamp or like do similar things to this year or just like pull ideas from it. I feel like sometimes we make it harder for ourselves than it has to be. And it's like, if it worked last year, you can definitely try it again this year. And then if it's like, I feel like, for example, one thing that's always worked is like flower fields. You went to the flower fields last year, you know, they do well. Go back again. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, that's just a good example of like kind of auditing last year's content, this year's content, and like explore feed and like what everyone's doing. Oh, they're going to the flower field. So if you have flower fields nearby, then that could be a good content idea to lean into.
Yeah. I'm always, always, always going back and seeing what did well last year and just like trying it at least again this year. But like with what I'm currently wearing and more of my current vibe, sometimes it's shocking and it completely flops. And sometimes it like does super well consistently. So it's just funny how trends change because like truly some things just do not do as well the next year. But
yeah, but like also you never know what that is, you know?
Yeah, you it's really like never so do. So interesting. Like truly 2 years ago, I for every single season, I could take a picture next to a wall and like it was great. It was doing great, you know? There was like an outfit formula there and like that did well. But like I feel like times have shifted for me and like just overall. And so you just always have to adjust. But it's still really good to get inspo from like years past and figuring that out. It's also kind of nostalgic. But so I feel like I'm always doing that, revamping it. Also like I'm trying to really assess also like what content feels good to make and what content feels draining to make and kind of trying to like figure out the balance there to try to avoid burning out. I feel like recently I've been burning out quicker. I don't know if I'm just like tired or what, but I'm really trying to figure out like what content doesn't make me feel that way. So I think that's something I'm currently trying to do. I also saw someone talk about, this was interesting, how the creators like really popping off right now are doing more of a documenting style over a curated style. And she was like asking her audience what they prefer. And a lot of people were like, oh, I guess I didn't realize I was really engaging with like the documenting vibe. Like, for example, like Pookie and Jet, like they're like documenting.
Oh my God, like, they were on the Skinny Confidential. Oh, that was a good episode. Yeah, you should listen. It was really
good.
Did
they talk about like their content strategy at all?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was really good.
Yeah. Okay. Well, everyone
recommend. To that, but yeah.
But yeah, I feel like that was really interesting, and that also she was talking about how that's an easy way to like kind of avoid burnout because you're just simply documenting something, and people like inherently get kind of hooked. Just with like that everyday sort of vibe.
That's a really good question to ask your audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, like, it is.
What they prefer.
Because I feel like with every audience, it could be very different. Like, you know, with the pretty like Pinteresty profiles, like maybe that audience actually really does prefer the curated, like creating vibe over documenting. I feel like some people are really good at documenting and some people like it just doesn't come as naturally. So I think it's different for everyone, but I feel like it's also good to think about and good to try if you haven't. Like, you might as well throw in a trial reel or something. Like, that's something I've been meaning to do and just like literally have not.
I know. It feels like it's just like another thing to on the to-do list. And I'm just like,
yeah,
one more thing.
I know. I keep, and again, those videos, I'll film them and they just get lost in my camera roll. And I just need to, I think I need to have a day every single week where it's my like spring cleaning day, like digital.
Oh yeah. On my, on my phone as a folder, I forgot. I have a folder that is like needs to be edited. And I try really hard when I film something
to put
that in the folder. I just really hate how, like, when you put something in a folder, it's still in the main everything. Like, I wish it would move it. Mm-hmm. But so I put it in the folder, need to edit. And then once I edit it, I have another folder that's need to post. And so then, the hard part is deleting things out of the need to edit once I edit it. You know?
Yeah.
So I really want to stay more on top of that because then that's like really nice. And like, I'm trying to be consistent on TikTok and I'm like, oh, I need something to post. And I'm like, oh, actually I have all these videos that are like, ready to go. I just need to post. Well, that's more for Instagram. Cause whenever I feel like I edit something, I try to upload it into TikTok as a draft immediately.
Good idea.
But I like don't do these processes all the time. Like, if I know, I did, that would be like, so great, but I just don't. Yeah.
I'm the same. I also have those folders with nothing in them. Because I feel
like
after you film,
you're just so exhausted. You're like done. You like, don't look at your phone anymore. So you're like, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the issue.
And then say that happens, and then say we go shoot the next day or something, and then there's like so many photos that like push those videos up. Yeah. It's just,
yeah. Never in process. Like, if I need to treat this as like, I treat this as my job, but like that aspect, I don't know. And then there's some things you just can't hand off to an assistant,
right? Because that's like something you have to do.
Yes, like you have to do. But it takes 21 days to make a habit, so maybe if we commit for 21 days, it'll be a habit. Yeah. What else? Repurposing old content. I feel like I see this a lot recently in carousels, and I feel like it actually does really well. Like, a lot of people do when the seasons change, like summer's past or whatever, like summer this time last year, or
I feel like
pink
that's
outfits,
such a good idea.
It's such a good idea, and it's so, I love those because there's so many good pieces of content someone might have, and then it just gets lost in the folder from like so long ago. But then I like when people repost things like that, especially when it's all in one carousel, like, and there's so many gems in one carousel. First of all, that post is gonna get so much engagement. Second of all, like, it has a lot of gems inside that you can like easily get a lot of inspo from just like one post instead of like a ton of different ones. So if you haven't like repurposed some old content like this, I think a big carousel is a really good way to do it, because also a lot of people share them to their stories, like one piece of the carousel. And then when you click on that person's shared story, you'll go through the carousel and be like, oh my God, wait, this photo is one I like. Yeah. And so it's just like this cycle. I feel like this is kind of a side note, but I'm really into curating a good carousel. I feel like a good curated carousel with like a bunch of gems in it can be really, really beneficial. But Yeah. Good way to do this. Repurpose your old content. Also a good way to like empty out your drafts, delete some old things, get it out of the way, and just be done with it. So
And then I feel like you get the most use out of your content, especially like you said, during the change of season, like maybe you don't have new content for that season yet. So instead of just stressing out about it, then just like use your old content from the previous years and kind of recap that. So
Yeah.
Or like, say you don't have time to go on like a tropical vacation this year, or, you know, whatever. It's just not in the cards, and you can use the content from last time. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So
that's a really, really good idea to remember. And then, yeah, just reshooting similar outfits with just newer accessories or just current trends incorporated, I feel like is good. Especially like now that there's, I feel like the audios that are doing well right now are like the original audios, like any of like the like talking, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like this, the talking or like, and I feel like they are like very like fashion oriented, which is nice because sometimes trends aren't. So like, I feel like trying to maybe incorporate a new audio to something could, you could see how it does, even if it's old content too. So I feel like that's another thing I've been seeing is just like trending audios for sure.
Yeah. Trending audios. Yeah. Reshooting. Did we just say that? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, wait, I think I just blacked out. Okay. Other things like getting re-inspired. I feel like going down a rabbit hole of your favorite creators or your like new creators you find. Like explore your explore page. Figure out who's on there and why do you like them? Why are you attracted so much to them? Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I feel like you can like, you can analyze and go down a rabbit hole for yourself of like what you want to create moving forward and what you want to stop creating moving forward. I feel like that's a good way to do it. I always like to like analyze other people's profiles and like what they're posting, like kind of get into their mind and get new ideas and like re-inspired.
Yeah, same.
Yeah,
same. And I feel like it's nice when you're refreshing because you're like unfollowing old accounts. Like some, I'll unfollow like maybe inspo creators that I used to follow because they used to be like major inspo for me. Like I was literally scrolling the other day. Do you remember Lissy Roddy? Like, hello, queen. Hi, where you been?
Yeah, where have you been?
But I used to like obviously be so, so obsessed with her and I still like love her content and everything, but it's not like I don't follow her anymore, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people like they shift their content and then, you know, you attract a whole new group of people
or which is like totally naturally fine.
Naturally our styles and what we want to create evolve. So it's always good to like refresh.
Yeah. So love a good refresh, love a good finding new creators and ideas to follow and, you know, the types of content too. So I feel like that's another thing you can do is experiment with new formats. I feel like these days there are so many different formats of content you can do. Like when we started, there was literally photos and that was it. And not even a carousel. It was like one photo.
Like imagine that. Honestly, I kind of want to go scroll until like 2019 and just see like what we were posting because you only get one photo. Crazy. That is really crazy. I remember when carousels were introduced and we were like, wow.
Yeah, like what a concept.
Yeah.
But obviously, like I feel like, you know, there's, I feel like this is one that I struggle with the most is like talking videos versus like aesthetic videos because like I don't know. I feel like there are certain creators that I enjoy watching their talking videos, but then also there are some creators where I love watching their aesthetic videos. And I feel like I'm personally such an aesthetic person. I love aesthetics. So like, that's what I want to create. But then in the back of my head, I'm like, but do people want talking videos? Cause like we were talking about earlier, like documenting versus like creating, like that's kind of the vibe right now. So yeah, definitely can experiment with that and just longer form videos in general. I feel like sometimes they're kind of scary to post because you're like, I feel like we've just been told for so long that like 3 to 7 second videos are it and like that's just been the thing and then all
and
of a sudden
sometimes they are, but now it's like there's a switch and there's a change and it's always evolving. So
yeah, or like day in the life videos or just timestamp videos. Yeah. And like, I feel like there is a balance that you can find. And I feel like this is what I'm currently searching for is like, you can make an aesthetic talking video or you can make an aesthetic long form thing like video or document, whatever. And I feel like that's kind of like a happy middle for me of like what I would want to create, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. See, you're evolving, getting new ideas.
Yeah. And I feel like truly like on these platforms too, you have to evolve with it, even if you don't like it. And even if you're like resistant to it or like you don't, like it's hard and it's scary, like, yes, I'm right there with you. But like, it truly is something you have to do on the platform if you want to, you know, stay relevant and keep growing and like reaching new audiences. It's just something that we kind of have to do. So just some thoughts for that, because I feel like that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Yeah, I feel like it is an interesting space and like shift right now. So yeah, like we said, always good to do trial reels. I mean, I say that and I have not done one yet. So,
okay, my thing with trial reels is like, I feel like for a trial reels, like it's not getting shown to your audience. So like, how does Instagram know who to show it to? Because I am genuinely so scared something's going to get shown to the wrong audience. Yeah, like that is truly like, my biggest fear. And you can't control it. Like there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. And when we say like the wrong audience, we're talking about like men, like older
men. In faraway countries.
In different, yeah. So I'm not sure. I'm hoping they have a good idea like, of who I just you don't are know, and what like, your content is.
Sometimes like my random like outfit videos will get served to a wrong audience. And I'm like, how? And that's not even like a trial reel. So I'm like, where are you sending this trial reel then? I'm scared.
Have you tried it yet? I forgot.
Trial reels? I think, reels? I did at the beginning, but nothing crazy happened.
Okay, yeah. I keep seeing like people say, do
some
them,
people
try them,
like, or... yeah, some people say it like really works, but I don't know if those people are focused on their demographic as heavily as we are. I think those kinds of people That's just might point. Be focused on virality and just growing as big as they can. Mm-hmm. I don't know if their focus is demographic, if that makes sense. And that's what I'm afraid of. So,
yeah, it's a very valid point, honestly.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try that out. And I feel like I'm just going to mainly try out talking ones, because that's not like my normal content. So I feel like let's all try something new this month and post a trial reel on what we don't usually post. So I feel like that's a good idea. Also, you can always like launch a new series or revive an old one that you used to do. I feel like I'm seeing some girls like try out new series, and people say series are a really good way to go just to get people hooked. Just like a new fresh idea. Also using new apps to edit or create with. I'm trying my hardest to use edits for Instagram, but I'm so used to CapCut, so I'm literally
I just feel like
CapCut
I like
putting into edits.
I was gonna say I edit it on InShot and then I just load it into edits and
put it into
the
edits.
Music. I just the one thing I don't love about edits is like you can't save it as a draft. Like if you're gonna post from edits, you have to post right then and there, and then I'm so confused at what the difference is between edits and just editing literally in Instagram. Like I thought they were going to be connected and they're not.
Yeah.
So that's weird to me.
Very interesting. Like I'm starting to get the hang of it and like it, but CapCut just has literally so much more, so many more options and whatever. Right. But I'm treating it as like edits is my final step. Like that is when I'm like 100% ready. It's
like
my final
add your
step
music in there.
Add my music, add my text, and then I'm good. Yeah. But allegedly it pushes it out. I have not seen a difference, I've tested from CapCut to straight from edits. It's the same. So I don't know, but always good to try out like Instagram's new features. Anyways, okay, next little thing we have is resetting your creator schedule and just like making sure that you're doing a structure, having a structure that works for you. And if you need to switch it up, spring cleaning, switch it up, do it. Mm-hmm. Just a reminder, your morning routine doesn't have to look like everyone else's. And I feel like we all don't have to walk 10,000 miles a day. I feel like that is like the 10,000 steps, not miles. 10,000 steps.
Yeah.
I feel like that is like the buzzword right now. Like,
and honestly,
10,
I read an article that said like you don't like 10,000 actually is like not the actual number. The number is actually closer to 7,000, if that makes anyone feel
God,
a little better.
That's
because I feel
average.
Like that's like more, that's more normal. So then it's like, sure, you can hit the 10,000 if you have time to go on that extra walk. But obviously not everyone has time to do that because it is time consuming. It does take time.
Right.
So
I am just wondering how everyone has time for this. But I think if you have like a job where you're up on your feet all the time, like Josh's average is like 12,000 minimum every day. But he like works, well, he worked in an office and like was always on his feet and like doing things. So I think that really helped. Mm-hmm. But I do average 7,000. So that does make me feel better.
Yes. And also this... like sleeping in too.
Yeah.
You know, like I feel like I say this all the time on the podcast. I do not get up early. Like I set my alarm for 8:15 every morning because I prep my post the night before and I wake up and I just post. And that is like my happy being like place. Like I don't want to stress myself out and like wake up at 7 a.m. because all the curlies are waking up at 7 a.m. Like, yes, I wake up for my 7 a.m. weightlifting and that's like 1 to 2 times a week. And like, that's good enough for me. But the other days I am not getting up early. So
yeah,
do what's best for you. There's no point in getting up early just because everyone else is and then be tired all day. Like,
yeah,
like I'm just not subscribing to that.
Right. The propaganda I'm not falling for.
Yeah. Waking up at 5 a.m., 6 a.m.
You should do that.
And like, if that's your thing, great. Love that for you. I wish it was me. It's just not. I've tried. So I'm not forcing it anymore.
That is me. I love the morning.
But I feel like yours has like slowly gotten later. Like you used to be like 5 a.m.
Yeah. Once upon a time. Now I'm for sure 6:37. Ish. But yeah, figuring out what works for you. Also setting your content days. I'm doing, my days are content days, admin days, editing days now. My new ones are editing days now, rest days now, and I am adding a cleaning day because I really freaking need it. Love if that. I don't set a whole cleaning day, like I'm
I feel
not
like that's
do
what
it.
I do on the weekend. When I'm not leaving my that's house good, on the weekend, I'm cleaning. And that's like my cleaning day. While everyone's busy
I need to
out
do that for like Sundays.
Creating lines at places. I'm not in those lines. I'm at home cleaning.
Standing in lines. Yeah true. Yeah, so. I feel like creating days for these things really helps. I was trying to do like an editing and admin and content days in one. And I've given up on that because, oh my God, my editing will take a whole day easily. Like I could edit a whole reel in one day. Like, I don't know why it takes me so long. And honestly, I need to figure that out. Like I need to figure out my bottlenecks in my editing because I truly don't understand why it's taking me whole days to do it. But, yeah, if you need to like reset your schedule, maybe think about that and figure out what's working best for you.
Yeah. No, I feel like that's perfect for like auditing your time and tasks and like what do you love doing in your schedule and like what's draining you? And then that kind of leads to the next steps of like, okay, like maybe I should outsource, like maybe I should hire a virtual assistant to do my LTK graphics and my YouTube editing. Cause like, I feel like for me, that was like such a big pain point. Like I would film YouTube videos and I would hate editing them. And so like nothing ever happened. And I'm like, I am wasting time filming these videos because they're not being posted. And so outsourcing that like truly was, I remember when I hired my assistant, like I gave her like 10 YouTube videos to edit. I was like, this is the first task is like edit all these videos. And it was like literally a Paris trip that we had gone on like 9 months ago. So and I nice just like had not just, like, gone to that. So there. I was just like, yeah. So I feel like outsourcing and delegating is so helpful once you're at that point or you have tasks that like you literally just like hate doing. Like there's no point in forcing yourself to do them. And if you want to like have that LTK presence, but like you don't want to be like doing the graphics, like hire someone. I feel like there are so many Facebook groups, like LTK Facebook groups where people are like virtual assistants who do that stuff. And so you can like easily find one or get recommendation for friends or whatnot. But honestly, hiring and outsourcing has just like saved me mentally in my just like mental health and well-being. Cause like those are the things that just sit on the back burner. But then I would get so frustrated with myself because I really wanted to do them, but I just like actually couldn't do them. Cause I felt like I was like paralyzed. Cause like creating an LTK graphic like, and then tagging so everything, creating links, like it is tedious. And then uploading it to LTK and to Pinterest and like, oh, it's just exhausting. Outsourcing is like the most beautiful thing, truly. So
yeah, takes some getting used to like giving money to someone else to do your own tasks, yeah. but it yeah. it's so worth it in the long run.
Yes.
Three. Okay. Anything else for spring cleaning? I feel like that's like pretty much all the things we're doing, working on before the change of seasons.
Mm-hmm. And I think too, when you clear your space and you clear your schedule and you just clear all these things, it's just, you have so much more room for growth and opportunity to come in. Mm-hmm. So it's like, maybe you might think it is a waste of time outsourcing or like not doing something yourself because then you have to pay someone, but then that's taking away from time where you could be like creating. And I feel like that's why a lot of people do get management, because they like don't want to deal with the back end, like admin, invoicing, contracts, like all that. Mm-hmm. So then it's like, okay, you outsource that, so someone else does it for you, and then you can focus on the creative aspect of your job, which is, you know, the whole front facing part that your audience sees. And it's just, I feel like you're happier and your audience can see that. And then it's just better opportunity for growth and sustainability of your mm-hmm. brand long term. And I feel like that's what's important.
Yeah.
So you don't burn out, like you said earlier.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's it. But I feel like this is a really good episode of just things we're doing, what we're going to do, spring cleaning, getting ready for summer, and all the content tips as well. Do you want to share our listener of the week this week?
Yes, our listener of the week. She's also the one who inspired this episode. It is Emma. Her handle is at Emma, EMMAAODELL. She is super sweet. Also, just cutest girly vibes, and we really appreciate you, Emma, for listening to the podcast and also sending very thoughtful DMs and helping us with this episode idea.
Yes.
So shout out to you, girl. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much, and thank you guys for listening this week. We missed you. We're so excited to be back with all the fun summer content, and we will chat with you guys next week. Hope you have an amazing week. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.